This is Talk Radio, Inc., a League of Nations among other internet radio talk stations, Voices of the People, United We Roar. Tonight is October 10th, 2007. PIVTR is the internet home for anyone seeking quality information and entertainment, as well as answers to many of the multiple concerns that the average person wants to know. At PIVTR, we not only provide experts passionate about their work, we offer you viable content and solutions. PIVTR is also dedicated to helping publish mid-list and beginning writers, unknown authors, small businesses, and entrepreneurs to further market themselves, their services, books, and products to the media. And now from 8:30 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, let me present to you Kimberly Maroney in Soul Connections. Good evening, Kimberly. How are you doing?
Well, I'm good, Lillian. Thank you very much. So I have a question for our listeners. Are you an evolutionary man or a woman? I never thought about this question before I went to the Evolutionary Women's Retreat near Baltimore just a few days ago. Welcome to Soul Connections. I'm your host, Kimberly Maroney. When we take the time to connect with our souls and then connect from one soul to another soul, something extraordinary happens. We create an opening for inspired, impassioned creativity to occur. And that's just what happened at the Evolving Women's Retreat. It was most extraordinary. To me, being evolutionary means being at choice. Being is the key word here. When we choose to leave behind old defensive behaviors and self-conceptions to explore what is true, we are choosing to evolve. We are choosing to be rather than to pretend. We don't even know or realize that we're pretending until we start to look deeper with this important question. What is true? My guest today is Dr. Charlene Proctor. She's the author of two best-selling books, Let Your Goddess Grow, Seven Spiritual Lessons on Female Power and Positive Thinking, and The Woman's Book of Empowerment, 323 Affirmations That Change Everyday Problems into Moments of Potential. Charlene holds a Doctor of Philosophy degree from the University of Michigan and is the founder of The Goddess Network, an online community with over 34,000 members, which inspires women to rediscover their own ability to lead authentic lives with confidence. Here we are back to this question, what is true? That's what leads us to these authentic lives. I'm happy to say that Charlene and I got to meet at the Evolutionary Women's Retreat, and Charlene felt like an old friend I hadn't seen for some time. Welcome, Charlene.
Thank you so much. It's so good to be here tonight and talk about this wonderful retreat we were on together and share some soulful ideas.
Wasn't it fabulous?
I thought it was absolutely incredible. And since we've only been back for a couple of days, I think I'm still processing all of the ideas and the thoughts that we created together as 50 or 60 women and also individually. But what really struck me as a wonderful thing is that the women that were there were really from all walks of life, because I had an opportunity to talk to so many. We had teachers and mothers and spiritual leaders and businesswomen and nurses and salespeople and spiritual activists. And honestly, the common thread, and I wonder if you would agree with me, is that every one of us was really interested in gaining a better understanding of what this whole idea of co-creator leadership is, and to more deeply understand this concept of feminine co-creation. And I know I came away with a better understanding of those things, and I hope you did too.
Oh, I did too, and I completely agree with you. It was, for me too, it was a really extraordinary opportunity. This question, what is true, has been a really important question for me throughout the years. And we didn't exactly ask that question, but the thing I loved about this retreat was we had opportunities to discuss some other questions in small groups that actually took us to exploring what was true in different areas of our life, and I just loved that. How did you like those questions?
Well, we talked a lot, I thought, in the groups and then kind of sprinkled through this whole three-day thing, is, you know, this concept of the authentic self and how we let that truth bubble up and mm-hmm. and release that to the world and to really recognize it as a gift. And I know that women are awakening everywhere. I know that was certainly true of the women that we worked with at the conference. But the question I thought to them and that everybody held is, how do we really do this? How do we go in there and realize our truth, kind of bring that out, let it come out of us to be demonstrated in our gifts, whatever that might be, in the form of our professional work or our family, our relationships. But then what was even more exciting is that the women in the groups were trying to figure out how to really bind together as a community to do it for a wider audience. And then really synchronizing that and to figure out and try to identify how we bring that to the planet. And I thought it was so enlightening to get so many different perspectives about how to bring this truth out of it and to really translate that into some sort of spiritual calling that matters to each of us as individuals and to the greater community.
Oh, I agree with you. It was I just loved every minute of the conversations that we had. And like you, my favorite part was, how do we come together and take advantage of each of our gifts? You know, how can we accomplish something greater than just what each of us is individually when we come together with our gifts? That was the best part.
Yeah, I agree. I know for me, it always begins with positive thinking. And I know that may sound kind of trite, but I'll tell you, over the years in my own work as a teacher and a writer, that it really does start with having a really, truly wonderful and beatific self-image, an image of worthiness and self-love. And the really wonderful thing about being at the retreat was that I felt that all of the people present had already gotten past that. They were filled with a sense of appreciation for themselves, and they were beginning to recognize this divine substance and this divine energy and creation moving through them at an alarming rate. And I talked to this woman. I believe her name was Rose. She sat next mm-hmm. to me for a couple. Do you remember her?
Yes.
And she turned to me once during one of the sessions, and she said, "I don't know what to do with this feeling that I'm having. I love it. It's kind of newsworthy to me, and it makes me joyful and buoyant, but I don't know what to do with it. And before I get frustrated and kind of squish it down in some kind of bottle and seal it up, I want to be able to air myself out and talk to others to try to make sense of it, because it was such a new feeling for her, who was maybe 50 years old." And I thought that was really significant and very exciting about, no matter what age we are, when we begin to evolve, and for us as women at this conference, and of course the whole subject was evolutionary women, is this, to me, is this fundamental creative impulse that's beginning to really work, kind of weaving into all of our fabric collectively as women. And I don't know about you, but I know that a lot of the women are beginning to desire at a very deep level to translate those feelings into how to be a better leader. So I found the conversation over the weekend wonderful, and I'd like to have more of it. Can't wait for the next conference.
Yeah, that's what was so exciting about it. It was that we had the safety and the freedom to discuss stuff that I normally don't have a chance to talk about with other women.
Mm-hmm.
About this, what are we feeling, and what, let's see, let's be more specific. What are these feelings that are emerging that I haven't quite gotten a bead on yet? And how can I share them with others in a way that will help me to understand, to gain more self-awareness, and also to connect with others who have this similar desire?
Do you remember that one, maybe it was you that stood up, because you're just so wise and such a fabulous therapy teacher. I feel like I can giggle with you now since we were together all weekend.
Yeah.
But it might have been you or someone else that stood up and said something about how committed we are to becoming who we are. And that's this whole thing about improving, you know, our sense of self and our confidence level and all these things. But we're also committed to unbecoming, which is this unraveling or releasing these things that really hold us behind in between all the really, really good stuff. And that's kind of like our daily chatter.
That was Anita Petit-Law who shared that. We were talking about becoming, and she said, well, yes, and we're also unbecoming.
And to me, the unbecoming, like I said, is all this little junk that's sprinkled in between the truth of who we are and all the good stuff. And that's unforgiveness and worry and self-doubt and all this negative thoughts and all the baggage that really prevents our greater self from expressing. But in spite of all the lofty concepts and the abstraction that we were at all weekend, I really got a sense of being very grounded and getting a chance to get to know the ladies and what they did for work and where they were. And it was great. It was like coming home.
It was. I felt so comfortable and at ease with this group of women. And the other thing that I liked about it was that we seemed to have that sense of connection almost immediately. You know, it didn't take any effort. Mm-hmm. It was just natural.
Well, and that's true. And I'll tell you, I think that every time I go on any conference, it's kind of like reading a book. And you revisit, you stretch yourself, and you come back to your center, and you're more greatly enhanced. And to me, this whole term, evolutionary woman, it really took a lot of time before and after the conference for me to kind of formulate what I thought that really was. And maybe we can share some thoughts on it, because it seems like it changes every day. But I'm very interested in the whole concept of the feminine co-creator. I think it's an outstanding term and description for a woman who knows the source of her own power and lives life consciously and is able to channel that in her work and in community and global issues or wherever she may be. And I think that phrase really was driven home this weekend, and I thought it was very important to kind of play with that a little bit and really absorb it, because we're really in a time where people, in my opinion, are getting a better grip on living life as humans in conjunction with spirit. And to kind of put that feminine flavor on it is just so amazing, because it makes us really appreciate ourselves more and all the unique things that we do. And I love reviving that, and I love to see other people revive it in themselves. It's
mm-hmm.
It's a good feeling. It's my cuddly teddy bear feeling.
It is. One of my favorite moments in the weekend was Sunday morning. And we had, there were three wonderful women who had put together this event. Bonnie Kelly, Andrea Hyland, and Lucky Sweeney, thank you. Lucky Sweeney from Evolving Women, evolutionarywomen.org. And Bonnie got up Sunday morning and And the thing that I loved about this retreat was it wasn't about having a plan and sticking to your plan and presenting material. It was about, they had certainly had a basic plan, but they also gave themselves the freedom to move with what was happening and react to what they were feeling. Now, is this what you're describing as the feminine creativity?
Well, I think that when we kind of brought everyone's energy up to a higher level, more attuned, rather, is what I want to say, and all of us were kind of resonating in this zone of the divine feminine, it was like the creative impulse could not be contained. I think that's what you were talking about, and I hope I kind of hit that on the head a little bit. Because to me, the frustration is not to have access, a venue, to allowing that impulse to come out of us. And I mean, we experience this when we're kids, when we're little babies. When we cannot demonstrate our gift and our creativity, and we're contained, it turns into tears and self-loathing and all of those negative emotions. And I think a little, because I talked to Bonnie about this afterwards, is this frustration is how we have brought everyone up to this level of attunement. We're resonating together. We all get what we want and need to do. And now how do we let it out of the box?
Right, right.
What is our next step? What do we do with this collective awareness and this desire to go out and make significant impact on how the world works? And she was sharing that there's a bit of frustration in that because the task seems so overwhelming. It's all of a sudden you get to this highest point of the mountain and then reality sets in and you go, oh my gosh, how do we do this together? So I think that's when we started coming up with this book project.
Yeah.
Was that it?
Well, that was certainly one direction that we can go with it. But, you know, it was just the experience itself of having Bonnie have the courage to stand up in front of the room and say, you know, I'm feeling something and I don't know what it is, and let's find out together.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that, she opened up to other people sharing, yeah, I'm feeling it too, and this is the peace I'm feeling. And another lady got up and said, this is the peace I'm feeling, and before you know it, we're going to write a book together.
and the thing that I loved, and I'll bet you did too, is that how often, whether it's in our families or even with the people in our love relationships or partners or at work, do we get to be in this hugely productive zone of creating something together where we are really using this impulse, this energy that comes from a deep sense of self and of truth? And I think most of us, at an energetic level and at a deep spiritual level, at a soul level, miss this. I think we miss it. I think it's something that we've experienced before on the other side or in other lives, or it's a deep desire that we all have, and we want to be able to work together like that. And it was so much fun to revisit that feeling again. And what did it turn into? Well, then we started this talk about how we're going to put an anthology together of people's works, and everyone would submit a page, and then somebody jumped up and volunteered. It was Christine Closure, volunteered to put this book together of all of our gifts and our ideas and our lives, and then all of a sudden something positive had been birthed from this. And I don't think that's the end of it. I think that is a very teeny beginning of something that is going to grow into a much bigger idea and capture a lot more women over the years to come.
Oh, absolutely. My favorite part was, you know, each of us individually has our own little thing that we do. But the most extraordinary part of it was that when we all came together and when we combined our resources, we were able to very quickly discover that just in that room we had the complete resources to pull together a whole entire book with a number of us sharing short chapters or essays on our piece of the puzzle. And here's Christine, who has the ability to pull together an anthology, edit it, and publish it. So in the course of a half an hour, we pulled together a whole book, essentially.
I was thinking earlier today about, and I kept getting this image of a bed sheet. I don't know about you, but my mom really knew how to make a bed. She made the best bed. The sheets were always really tight, and the corners were good. And, I mean, when you lay down on that bed sheet, and the fresh bed that was made, it felt crispy, and it was
smooth. You didn't get all tangled up in it.
It was such a work of art. And I remember years ago I told her once, I said, you know what, Ma? I said, you're the only one that really knows how to make that. Well, I don't know why this happened, because I was thinking of this idea of unfolding, which is what we're really talking about here. And I remember when I was a kid, I used to stand there with her, and she had her own rhythm to how to fold the sheet. We'd stretch this thing out, and it had to be filled this way, halfway, and then back the other way, and then there were certain tugs, and it was this rhythm in folding the sheet, and then it just kind of all wound up being in this folded, kind of like those flags, you know, when you see a military team folding a flag, and our sheets kind of turned out like that when they went into the closet. And I was thinking today about the sheet, and when we unfold the sheet and all of the things that it can do for us, you know, whether that's providing us comfort. And these are our ideas. These are our gifts in life. I mean, that's the sheet, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this whole idea about unfolding, because I know we talked a lot about that. I mean, what does it mean to unfold? And to unfold yourself in steps, in evolutionary incremental steps over time, and then when you're wide open, there's nothing left between you and your potential. So that's what I thought about today, was the bed sheet.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my thought about unfolding.
Well, thanks, Mom.
Yeah, thanks, Mom. Thanks for teaching me how to make a bed and all of those things. I mean, that was her gift. You know, so I think a lot of us too were recognizing during the conference about how deep women's wisdom really goes, and it kind of took me off guard that first night, didn't it?
It did. Oh. It did. It was just an extraordinary experience.
What was that exercise we did about the triad? What was that about?
We broke up into groups of three, and one person shared, one person was the listener, and the third person was the witness.
Mm-hmm.
And so the one person who was sharing was talking about, I can't even remember what we were talking about. It was about the reason we'd come or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or what we were bringing. Oh, it was our gift that we were bringing. Was that it?
It might have been something like, what is your intention or reason for being here?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
And it was, well, fortunately, I'm blessed with this. I have a beloved who listens very deeply and lovingly when we talk, and I return the same gift to him. So I have this gift of having this kind of listening. But it was so wonderful to have a listener who is committed to deeply hearing and receiving what you have to say, and someone there to witness it.
And, you know, at first, and of course I was flitting around like a little birdie, but it took me a good while to get deep enough to really get that.
Yep.
And it really caught me off guard, and I thought, whoa, I forgot the importance of this. I mean, I know the lesson and all of that, but I really, it took me time to get deep into that idea with our group.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in our triad, we really understood the power of attentive and active listening and how in this world that we live in, which is so busy and noisy and people multitasking at the speed of light, we have really lost, maybe as a culture, and maybe as women, I don't know, the sensation of being in that and to really be heard. And just that simple lesson was very powerful for me, and it reminded me to bring that back into my life and to be an example for that and to, you know, take time for it, because I know there's a lot of people out there that aren't where you are with maybe your relationships and your partner. I mean, they're just kind of on the surface, and
mm-hmm.
It's very satisfying to do that. And honestly, I think it's a very distinct women's tradition to do that, don't you think?
I do, and it's actually a very important part of our relationship. We've recognized this since we first got together, how important it is to be able to share what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And have somebody really listen deeply and attentively.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just such an important part of our relationship. We give each other that gift every day.
And the other thing is that trying to be the witness or the observer to the two people talking and listening,
mm-hmm.
that was an important lesson, too, to remind ourselves that when we're attempting to explain this verbal transaction, how much more in tune we need to be with both people's process, with
mm-hmm.
what they're both giving and what they're receiving. And I thought it was a great way to tune up our attention span and to get more in touch with ourselves as feminine co-creators. I loved it.
The other part for me is that exercise was the reason why we connected so quickly and intimately, was because we had that opportunity to just listen and share.
Yeah.
That was what created such a quick connection between us.
Mm-hmm. Kind of filtered into the entire weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would just so recommend this conference. For anyone, no matter what level or what your interest is in any of these ideas, I think it was a very positive experience, and I was so fortunate to be invited there to speak. And I know I'll probably be doing it again sometime, but for anyone who's listening, it was a fantastic reconnective experience for all of us. And it's given me a lot of food for thought.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I got up this morning thinking of bed sheets, and it was still on my mind. So it was a divine experience.
It was. So the website for them is evolutionarywomen.org,
mm-hmm.
which brings us, we've got to unfortunately wrap it up here. So, Charlene, how can people learn more about you and find your books and your programs? Give us a quick rundown of your books and your programs. What's available right now?
Well, if you go to our website, our homepage, the website address is www.thegoddessnetwork.net. And if you forget that, just Google my name, Charlene Proctor, and it'll take you there. And the homepage of our website will talk about my books, the two that were released last year, which are about the basic spiritual lessons we need to keep our thinking on track. And all of our electronic programs and workshops and so forth are always, always posted there. So that's probably your best place to start.
And they're fabulous, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Charlene, for being my guest today, and I'm so happy we had this chance to reconnect and just chat again.
You're welcome. Anytime. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you. So you can find me at KimberlyMaroney.com. And join us, please, next Wednesday. That would be October 19th with Jackie Lappin. I got to read her parts of her book, The Art of Conscious Creation, How You Can Transform the World, as I was flying home from Baltimore. Jackie is also the founder of UnitedWorldHealing.org, and I can't wait to talk to her next week about The Art of Conscious Creation and United World Healing. This is Kimberly Maroney in Soul Connections, and thank you for listening. Please tell your friends.
Thank you very much for listening to Passionate Internet Voices Talk Radio. You have just listened to Kimberly Maroney in Soul Connection, and you can hear this all over again by going to http://internetvoicesradio.com, click on Archives, a list of names drops down, find Kimberly's, click on it, and you will see the program. It should be put up in an hour after the program. And if you want a hard transcript so you can speak along with Kimberly and her guest, you can go back to http://internetvoicesradio.com and click on Daily Information. Scroll down the page until you come to Deb Harris's name and email. Copy and paste it. Give the date, 10/10/2007. Give the time, 8:30 to 9. The name, Kimberly Maroney, and the show, Soul Connection. And Deb Harris will take great care of you. PIVTR, whether providing you with the advice of experts or giving a voice to the average person who would not otherwise be heard. PIVTR emphasizes quality and enriching programs for our listeners' enjoyment. And before I let you go away for the day, I have something to say from Jacqueline Small, who said, "We are not human beings trying to be spiritual. We are spiritual beings trying to be human." Thank you very much. Our next program begins at 9:30 this evening with Tara Tucker, and then programming will remain on the air until 11 o'clock. And tomorrow, starting at 3 to 3:45, will be Lorraine Cohan and Powerful with Two L's Living. From 8 to 8:30, Janet Smith and What's Happening, and then rounding up the evening from 9:30 and 10 will be Candace Sue, Jacqueline Sue's daughter, who will have Arike, teacher on with her talking about that. So I hope you can join us then. Thank you very much for listening, and remember, keep listening. Thank you and good night.